Glynis Crook. Well, Christmas is done and dusted for another year, but what to do with all those leftovers? South African households on average throw away about 6 kilograms of food each week, and this figure soars over the festive season. A lot of this organic waste ends up in landfills, where it releases harmful methane gases, a major contributor to global warming. So back to those leftovers, my guest today has a very personal aversion to food waste. It's a great pleasure to welcome British celebrity chef Jamison Stocks to Being Green. Thanks for joining me on the program, Jamison. You have a very, very personal story for hating food waste.
Yes, I do, actually, because, you know, obviously when I was younger, I was homeless. And, you know, food waste is one of them bugbearers for me that there's no excuse to have leftover food, especially when there's so many people out in the world who are not eating properly or even eating at all.
You've worked in some of the world's top kitchens. How much focus is there on sustainability? I'm thinking about both ingredients that people choose to use, but also of disposal of this organic waste.
Well, lucky enough, a lot of the top kind of awarded restaurants in the world now are very much sustainable. You know, they try to achieve as much sustainability as possible, whether it's cutting down on plastic, whether it's food waste, you know, throughout the whole spectrum, really. For a lot of the top restaurants these days, they tend to use the same ingredients but in many different ways, so there is less buy-in but there's also less waste.
You personally, I read somewhere, teach your sons about protecting the environment. I know that that's important to you. Does this translate into the way you cook, the way the products that you use?
I do, actually, yes. When I'm in the UK, I actually live near the coast, so kind of ocean plastic and things along them lines really upset me. So I do try and encourage my children to, you know, pick up litter and stuff as and when we walk along the beach. As far as the food and stuff goes, I try to use as sustainable stuff as much as possible. I don't like my food to travel too far. I like local stuff. You know, I don't like to obviously overbuy, but on the other hand, you know, I definitely don't like to waste. That's a big issue at the moment around the world, is a lot of waste, like you said in your intro, that it causes a lot of environmental problems. And you know, at the end of the day, it costs environmental problems, but also certain governments a lot of problems as well. So it all comes, you know, across the board.
And sticking with that idea of waste, a lot of people tend to be a little excessive, to say the least, over Christmas time. I know that in my household, we do try and cut back and not cook too much, but it's pretty boring, all those leftovers. What does one do with, what kind of ideas do you have? What would you do with your leftovers?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually plan my Christmas menu around what I'm going to have for the next kind of 3, 4, 5 days after Christmas. For instance, if I have turkey, I'll make a, you know, I'll do a leftover turkey dish with, maybe I make a ramen or something, I'll use the bones and I'll make the broth, and then I'll use the leftover turkey with some vegetables. My children quite like barges with the vegetables, making like little barges. Instead of onion barges, maybe use cauliflower, broccoli. We try to create 4 or 5 dishes with the Christmas dinner, purely because there is always excess left over. Now, however hard should you try to make it, you know, quite small and quite intimate, there's always seems to be leftovers. So there's lots of things which I tend to do, you know, even leftover mac and cheese. You know, boil some pasta up and just put your leftover meat and your leftover vegetables through that. It's quite nice as well. You know, lots of different things.
I'm sure that the way that you make it turn out a lot better than the way I would make it. But you've just opened a restaurant in London, and I think you have one opening in Cape Town in the new year, plus a book coming out.
Yes, my restaurant in the UK actually opens, is already open now. And yeah, I open up in Fresne in Cape Town the end of February, beginning of March, which is going to be a bit more of a casual dining restaurant, like a bistro kind of thing. Yeah, I'm super excited to be coming to Cape Town because the food scene's one of the best in the world now. You know, it's seen as a real hot spot for food, and I'm quite excited to be involved in it.
Ah, well, that's something that warms the heart to hear, that you think that our food is good. Thanks so much to British celebrity chef Jamison Stocks. And that's it for this week. From me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. FMR.